Now we've reached the time of year where you can't turn on the TV without coming across three or four holiday movies. This year, we seem to have reached that point right after Halloween.
So a few weeks ago, we asked for your favorites, and I actually went out on a limb with an unconventional choice that got a lot of responses. Love Actually was my favorite. Now the votes are in. There are some surprises, including the holiday movie that got the most votes. Here it is.
If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that Love Actually is all around.
Okay, a scene from a movie I love, Love Actually. And to talk about holiday movies and some of our listeners' picks, we've brought in Linda Holmes, who's the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See. Linda, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you.
So Love Actually, how do you feel about this flick?
I like Love Actually a lot. I understand why it's not for everyone. Its corn level is fairly high, but that seems appropriate for the holidays. I like Love Actually.
I had one listener who tweeted and said that she was feeling tooth decay because it was so sappy. Is there license to be a little sappier when you're making a holiday movie?
Well, there is license to be a little bit sappier, and Love Actually certainly has a measure of that. But it's easy to forget that there are some very sad stories in that movie about betrayal and sacrifice and things of that nature.
And is that what people are looking for around the holidays? Sort of sad stories, but maybe, a happy ending, redemption at the end?
There's often, I think, a push-pull in holiday movies where you get some genuine sadness and darkness. And that tends to be what supports an ending that means something to people, an ending that feels like it has a little bit of heft, as opposed to kind of the TV movie approach to Christmas movies, where they tend to be very, very sweet all the way through. If you look at a movie like It's a Wonderful Life is like that.
A classic.
It's a Christmas classic for a lot of people, but for much of the way through, that's a really sad movie about a man who is giving up everything to make everybody else's life better.
Must she keep playing that?
I have to practice it for the party tonight, Daddy.
Mom said we could stay up till midnight and sing Christmas carols.
Can you sing, Daddy?
It's a Wonderful Life was a movie that was seen over and over again for some time. I was a little surprised that not more people mentioned it as a favorite. Is there a concern about saturation when some of these networks show a movie too much? Maybe people will start to turn away?
I think there is. I think that for a while it was on all the time. It was on in all different formats and chopped up in different ways, and they colorized it and it was everywhere. Now they've pulled back. You have a little more restraint in how many times you can see it, and I think that has done it some good.
A lot of our listeners could not get enough of A Christmas Story. They picked that as a favorite that they just want to see every single year without fail.
Yeah, well, it's funny because on the one hand, you have the issue of saturation. But on the other hand, A Christmas Story for several years now has been shown for 24 consecutive hours over Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And that doesn't seem to be hurting it any so far. A Christmas Story follows Ralphie, this little kid, through his Christmas season where he desperately wants this BB gun that he's been lusting after.
Ralphie? What would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 2-inch air range ball air rifle.
Ooh.
No. Shoot your eye out.
It is a warm movie, but it also has some great, silly set pieces and things like that. There's a lamp that looks like a leg, if you remember that,
mm-hmm.
or the family going out for Chinese food for Christmas dinner. There's a lot of kind of fun little bits interspersed with this kind of sweet story.
You mentioned that the Christmas Story was shown for 24 hours a day some years. This year, it sounds like the USA Network is planning to show Elf, the Will Ferrell movie, which was a huge movie for him as an actor. They're going to show that for 24 hours a marathon. I mean, that seems crazy.
I traveled to the seven levels of the forest, past the sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops, and then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
You know, I feel Elf sort of evolving into, for a lot of people who are a bit younger than I am, what may be A Christmas Story or some of the Christmas specials, those old Rankin-Bass Christmas specials were for me. I think Elf is getting a lot of that sentimental play from people who are, you know, were little kids when they first saw it and still remember and love it.
Okay, drumroll, your favorite, give it to us. It kind of surprised me a little bit.
Oh, my favorite is clearly Die Hard.
The Bruce
Absolutely.
Willis movie where he's basically rescuing people when a horrible Christmas party is overrun by terrorists.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Everybody has had bad experiences with office Christmas parties, but nobody quite like the people who worked in Nakatomi Plaza. And he comes in and saves the day, and there are some cameos by Christmas wrapping supplies. And
he tapes a gun to his back with Christmas wrapping. It's really uplifting at the holiday season.
He does. It's absolutely, and it's covered with blood. It's what is better around the holidays than that? And that movie features a heavily prominent use of Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC, which is a Christmas song that everyone should have in their repertoire of holiday music.
Got to be the song we go out on here.
You bet.
Linda, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's NPR pop culture blogger Linda Holmes, and you can find her on Twitter at NPR Monkey C. And while you're there, you can follow this program at NPR Green, at NPR Inskeep, and the program is at Morning Edition. It is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.